nation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this David Christmas Momentum Monday.
Yeah.
You know what? It seems like it's been a long, long time.
It's all about the mo.
Yes. There ain't no momentum like momentum. You know what? We're super, super excited to be here on this Momentum Monday. You may hear just a little bit of hoarseness in my voice. And let me tell you, last week was a week. It was a week of all sorts of things, and we'll tell you about that a little bit later, but it feels really, really wonderful to be back in the saddle. If you're just getting your morning started, as always, we remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. Remember, 9 o'clock is the magic hour. A lot of people, today, D.C., is their very first day back, really, in full throttle, back to the gridiron, back to work, back to school. Of course, we know kids had school on Friday, but for a lot of people, it was a challenging, challenging week with all of the snow and all of the ice and the weather. But you know what? We live to fight another day, and we hope that you do as well. And you know what? Last week is over. Today is the start of a new day. We hope that you've got incredible momentum as you're traveling in, as you're getting there, as you're getting your kids back in the saddle. And I know sometimes it can be a little bit challenging, but for us, DC, we feel a sense of what? Reinvigoration.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I tell you what, Carlette, I feel absolutely wonderful. Enjoy the big game on yesterday.
Oh, wow. Super Bowl 48.
Ooh. But back to that question.
feeling absolutely wonderful.
Feeling absolutely wonderful.
Refreshed and revitalized.
Yes, yes, yes. And we hope that you all are refreshed and revitalized as well. As I said last week, it brought some challenges for us, but you know what? As we had to sit and be quiet, me specifically, and I'll tell you why a little bit later in the show, I've got a huge, huge sense of gratitude. Can you believe it, DC? We are have ushered in very quickly a new month.
Absolutely. It is February 2014, and we're back. Carlette, I'm telling you, the year is strolling by.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like they say, time waits for no man.
No, it doesn't. And you know what? There's a lot happening. Even though February is a short month, there's lots going on in February. You've got Black History Month. You've got Heart Month. You know, the month where we talk about heart disease being the number one killer of not just women, but the number one killer of people. We're going to be talking about that. It's also Love Month. Valentine's Day is this month. And then the president signed in a new proclamation making this Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. So there's a lot to talk about this month and a lot that is encompassed in the month. And you know what? We expect to be talking about all of it, and we're glad that you're going to be on point for it. You know what? It's 7:41 local time, 8:41 Eastern. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. R473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The biggest show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We'll be right back.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:50 local time, 8:50 Eastern time, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS. Making patients better, faster is their top priority. And you know, as we talk about MIGS, I just want to remind our seniors, especially those people that are 65 years old and older, that may be having some challenges with your legs. You may be having that hurting and you don't know what the source of it is. It's called peripheral atrial disease, PAD is what it's called. And it strikes older people, and it's affecting anywhere from 12 to 20% of Americans that are 65 years old and older. Well, you know what? MIGS specializes in that. And if you're having this condition, it can be serious. It can lead to clogged arteries that cause decreased blood flow from the legs. And you know, sometimes you're complaining and complaining. And if it goes untreated, eventually it'll turn into gangrene and amputation. And one of the things, and one of the reasons why we wanted to mention this is because as we have been talking about or advertising PAD, we had a friend that had PAD and we didn't know it and he didn't know it. And we saw this friend a couple weeks ago and he was on a cane. And he said, yeah, I've got some clogged arteries in my legs. And the doctor said I needed to stop smoking and I needed to do some things. And if I didn't do those things, that I would have either gangrene or lose my leg. And so this is an important, important issue. If you have been having leg problems and you don't understand what the source of that pain is, and you're just calling it old author, or you're just thinking it's the weather change, we're here to tell you that you really need to get over to the people at MIGS. They can help you, and they can absolutely save that leg. So if that's you, please don't hesitate. Don't wait. You know, the life that you could be saving is your own. And with the new technologies, they've got all sorts of things that are available that can help you. And so we want to encourage people, DC, that may be experiencing this, to give the good people at MIGS a phone call. You got to do it. Do it for yourself. Do it for your health. And as soon as the number comes up, I'm going to give it. But also, let me remind you about Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information on your home, auto, and life insurance, Rosa and her team can be reached at 318-487-1881. And, you know, we just really, really feel led to tell people about PAD. It's important. It's affecting a lot of people, and a lot of seniors are having it, don't know it, and have just moved on. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring in the doctors to tell people how they can get help. And if this is you, here's the number that you can phone. It's 318-445-9700. 318-445-9700. And we're going to be telling you more about this really simple procedure that can help save your life and your limb. Well, as we switch gears this morning, last week was a challenging week for us, to say the very least. And, you know, I told you the week before that our whole family had been fighting the flu. And we were fighting valiantly. We were fighting. We had every over-the-counter meds that you could think of. I mean, we were coming out of it. And, DC, you actually came out of it.
Yeah, I bounced out of it good.
And then young Deuce Christmas, he had it. And, you know, he kind of sputtered a little bit. And the snow days really helped him to recover. But then I ended up having to go to the doctor because I didn't bounce back as well as the men in my family. And so subsequently what happened was, and the little raspiness that you hear in my voice is that I got a really bad case of laryngitis.
Voice was gone all last week. Everything you heard was a recording.
I absolutely lost my voice, and this has never happened before. And I'm going to tell you, I felt a sense of helplessness that I have never felt, probably in my life, when you want to say words and nothing, nothing comes out of your mouth.
Nothing.
And so I want to thank our great friends and partners at the Incarnate Word Community Clinic. They are absolutely phenomenal. Dr. Demetrius Senegal Daniel treated me. She gave me some meds, do you see, and helped me to recover. But the gist of the recovery time was simply sitting still, being quiet.
Absolutely. We were here in the studio a lot of times, but we were just sort of playing recordings. And, you know, that took us to another dimension in what we do here. That was the first time we ever did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just record a whole week.
Absolutely.
I think, were we on Monday live?
Mm-mm.
No, we weren't on Monday. The Voice went away that last weekend.
Yeah, last Saturday, actually.
Right. And it didn't come back until probably about Friday. To where you could actually hear anything. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a week, it was just nothing but whispering.
And so I told DC, I said, DC, I believe that you can do the show. and I'll sit over there and just be your cheerleader. And he said, what?
I said that that's not my calling. I know how to set it up here and play some recordings. And, you know, we got a chance to listen to some things that we hadn't listened to. So, you know, I thought that was a good idea. And then we got a chance to learn how to program some stuff in case we do need to go away or something. You know, that's just a lot of stuff that we just never really learned how to do or decided to want to do,
mm-hmm.
because we always wanted to be live.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, fortuitous events happen in situations with a situation like a talk program, you know. And little did we know that one day would happen where Carlette would not be able to speak at all. And we didn't have a plan because I don't think I'm a host and can host. And, you know, I mean, I can just answer questions when asked. But, you know, I would say to anybody, it seems like it's an easy deal to sit up on one of these microphones for a couple of hours. But it's not that easy.
Well,
you know, and I applaud everybody who does it because it is a job.
It is.
It is a job and it is work. And, you know, I decided early on that I see what happens in here every day, and I'm not cut for it.
I think you're not giving yourself enough credit.
No, it's not for me. I'm a behind-the-scenes dude.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, as we set the week out, for those of you who listen to the show, you know that we don't take off. We're here holidays, if the holiday is during the week. And we've always said that what we do is not work. It's just really a labor of love.
Yeah, I'm going to update on that. I'm going to update on that because you know, the part that I do, I don't believe is work because I love doing it, especially once the show's over, the work that I do is just natural to me. But the on the microphone deal is work to people who are not gifted at it. I mean, you know, if you don't have a calling to be on the microphone, or if you don't just have a love to want to be on that microphone constantly, you will find that it is a tedious task.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't take a whole lot to get on a mic, to jump on the mic in and out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, for instance, like what I'm doing here now,
mm-hmm.
you would think, oh, okay, well, he ought to be able to do it. He's doing it now. No, it's not that simple. To actually be able to be on this microphone constantly, day in and day out, it is a job. You know,
mm-hmm.
even now, I think it's not that much of a job to you because it is your calling. It is what you were put here to do, is to be on the microphone. But for me, other than doing what I'm doing right now, explaining something, just to be on it and just talking, no chatty, you know, not knowing what I'm going to say or how I'm going to say it or why I'm saying it or whatever, that's just not my thing. You know, and that's why we chose to, I decided that, no, I was not going to guest host. We would just play some replays. You know.
Well, and so, you know, with that said, we talk about living your passion and living your dreams, and certainly this is something that we're both passionate about in different areas. And having to take the week off, being beyond my control, was humbling, and it gave me a deeper sense of gratitude. It gives me even greater momentum on this Momentum Monday, because what I understand is that, and I've always known this, but every good and perfect thing comes from God. Even those things that we take for granted, like speaking. If that is withdrawn by God, then you are mute. And so it really, my friends and my mother and people who know us say, you know, God has many ways of slowing you down and getting you to stop. Well, I believe that this is true, and I believe that what the devil meant for evil, God turned it for good. It was a time of rest. You know, a lot of people were on social networking talking about, oh my goodness, I can't wait until the ice and snow is over. These kids, I need to go back to work. These kids need to, we're all on top of each other. But for our family, it was a time for us to really just come together and be still and be with each other. And for us, it was really wonderful. And for me, it took on a whole new dimension because I couldn't talk. And after I went to Dr. Senegal Daniel, she said, you know, you have to just be quiet. And even whispering, she said, is even more of a strain than literally trying to talk. Well, the weekend before that, the weekend that I lost my voice, we had the opportunity to go and celebrate and represent the radio stations for Kim and Ray Cassis in Florida and in Louisiana. And we went and celebrated and represented the radio station at Dr. John Montgomery's
Greater King David.
Greater King David at his 25th church anniversary.
Man, it was awesome.
It was amazing. And so as we were going to represent the Cassises and show the radio stations from all across the country that they own, Florida and
11 stations
that they own.
Louisiana, Florida, and one in the Bahamas.
Right. And so I had no voice. And so DC had to do the honors, and he did an amazing job. It is a huge, if you've ever been to his church in, well, that's really Baker, isn't it, Baker? It's a huge church. It is a beautiful church, and we have never felt more welcome,
yes,
and more heartwarming than we felt when we walked into that huge
absolutely
church.
It was a big, beautiful, and of course he has a inner city church, mm-hmm, over in the Donmore area. We're familiar with it because we used to live there. We're familiar with the areas, but we had never seen the big, beautiful campus that they have over,
and
in
that's
Baker.
What it is, it's a campus.
It is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It is a huge, I think it may be one of the largest Baptist churches I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there with the largest Baptist, mm-hmm, church. And I mean, I'm.
It's kind of like a mega Baptist church.
Oh, it's a mega Baptist. It is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very, very large church. And every pew in there, there was somebody sitting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, when we got there, my homegirl, Margaret Ann Stiles, my cousin, Ambrose, is her married name, was actually a speaker in there. And it's just, it was so many people that we knew from when we were in Baton Rouge,
mm-hmm,
that we didn't know went to church there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a joy to see, man. It was, mm-hmm, it was a serious fellowship. We really enjoyed it. They are putting it down in Baton Rouge for the Lord.
Absolutely.
Dr. Montgomery, I mean, when I tell you they showed up and showed out for Jesus.
Yeah.
And for him and the leadership. They just had a spirit of excellence on that church,
mm-hmm,
that you can see from the moment we drove up to it. I was like, Lord have mercy, what have I gotten us into this time? Because really, when I signed on, Carlette was going to actually do the talking. I like to just sit back. And man, I'm going to tell you, you're talking about some intimidation. You know, and I'm not a great super public speaker. I mean, that's not my thing. You know, if I need to do it, I can wing it to kind of get by. But, you know, I mean, that crowd was intimidating looking, wasn't it?
No.
I mean, looking.
No.
I didn't say they were intimidating. I said they looked intimidating.
It was a lot of people.
It was a lot of people.
That was a big church.
Intimidating looking crowd. You know, to stand in front of that crowd and talk to that crowd was intimidating to me.
But it was wonderful. And that really began our trek, because that Saturday, literally, or that Friday, I lost my voice. And so we were thinking, you know, we were just going to go and we were going to make the presentation and we were going to just turn around and come back home. Well, lo and behold, we fellowshipped and we stayed for the entire church service, and we were glad that we did. And it was such an honor.
Awesome.
Wasn't it an honor to be there? Because we knew Dr. Montgomery back in the day when he was really just getting the church. It was then called, in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm,
it was then called Mall City, when he was just growing and establishing that church. And to see how he has grown and how the body of Christ has grown was absolutely phenomenal. 25 years of serving God and serving the community. It was just amazing.
I think they have 10,000 members over there.
Yeah, I heard it was about 10,000 members. And so it is indeed a huge...
It's a mega church.
Mega church.
It's a mega Baptist church, which to me, it was the first time. You know, and I'm sure there's some here in Alexandria that we've not, you know, have gone to yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that one, to see it, it was like, wow, man, it was amazing. I mean, and to see how the people stepped up and stepped out, rolled it out for him, and other churches in the community, man, they were sending $5,000 and $10,000 checks from other churches.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They getting down up in here.
Right. He really.
They was showing love.
He and his wife were really blessed by not only the congregations that they minister to or that he ministers to, but by other churches. And that was really refreshing to see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that Friday I lost my voice, and then we go down. And then so I spend the whole week really understanding what the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. Well, be still and be quiet was what I had to do. And DC and I were just talking about how grateful we are this morning. And, you know, when you have, if you've ever lost your voice or you've ever lost something that is vital to your survival, it makes me reflective, and it made us reflective on how grateful we are to God, and understanding, as I said at the top, that every good and perfect thing comes from God. And if God decides to close your mouth, you're not going to talk. And that's why we're trying to tell you about these leg diseases, PAD, and all of these things. There are things that we can do to help ourselves, that if we catch them early, now, certain things like laryngitis, it's probably nothing you can do about that, but just wait for the process. But I'm going to tell you, sitting down at home, not reading a book, not turning on my computer, not talking, just being quiet, being still, and listening to the voice of God was probably the absolute best medicine that I could have gotten.
Yeah.
And it just really was a time of reflection for us, DC, and where we are in life, where we are in our business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we often say that we're waterers, that what we do is we find people in our community, in our state, in and around the world, and we try to water the listeners, and we try to pour water on people with great stories, with good information that encourages, uplifts, and enlightens. And for us, just sitting was a time for God to just water us and to refresh us. And sometimes when you run all the time and you're trying to take care of everything and everybody in your business and everything that you do, you rarely give yourself time to be refreshed and replenished. And that's what this week has been about for us. It was so spiritually cathartic, where we just really, and DC and I talk so much together, not just here on the microphone, but we are talking all the time. And it was like DC had to really be quiet because I couldn't talk. Why are you laughing?
No, I'm laughing because I was able to do more, a little bit more talking, really, because I didn't have to battle with
you didn't have to compete.
Air time. You couldn't do nothing but listen. No, I'm just joking.
So it was just, I can't even tell y'all what a deep sense of gratitude even though my voice is a little hoarse this morning, I'm so grateful to have sound back. And when you open up your mouth, like we were praising and worshiping last Sunday and nothing was coming out. And it's just it's a paralyzing feeling. But I'm here to tell you that we got new, fresh insights.
Yes.
On so many things.
Yeah.
And it was a matter, DC, of just sitting still. And for me, being quiet. And sometimes God has to do for us what we cannot or will not do for ourselves.
Yeah, it was, Carlette. And I'm going to tell you, it was also excellent to be down. In Baton Rouge, you know, representing all 11 of the radio stations mm-hmm. on Black Media Works, which is there's four here in Louisiana. Actually, there's three here,
mm-hmm.
and there's seven in Florida, and there's one in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
There's a total of 11, I think, John Montgomery airs on every last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not just airing here on the station here in Louisiana. His ministry also goes out to the Florida and the Bahamas.
I mean, mm-hmm.
and he is paying the radio station just a pile of money to be able to
spread the gospel.
His ministry is doing, I mean, that's a lot of territory, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's in the Bahamas. He's in seven different cities in Florida, three different cities here in Louisiana. You know, we're actually where he based from, because here in central Louisiana, you know, you can hear him,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the way up to Monroe, Shreveport, all the way back down close to Lake Charles, and all the way over to Point Coupee Parish. I mean, that's just on this 70,000-watt powerhouse, also with mm-hmm. the repeaters in Monroe and the repeater in Shreveport. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this station already covers a lot of territory. You know, there's a wide net out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and for him to be spreading the gospel in all these areas, you know, that's a lot of work.
And
that's a lot goes into it.
And what we didn't know is that Dr. Montgomery had a stroke.
Yes.
And that he is bouncing back beautifully.
Oh, he's doing wonderful.
And again, you know, what the devil meant for evil, God is turning it for his good, where he's still reaching the lost and spreading the good news of the gospel.
Spreading the gospel.
And it was just, it was refreshing. It was refreshing. And I tell you guys, you know what? We come to the microphone this morning with a lot of gratitude.
Yes, and Carlette, I mean, really, we absolutely did no work after the
no
program.
Work.
We went straight home. You know, young Deuce Christmas was out of school,
mm-hmm.
and he was down with a little cold, so we had to kind of nurture him back. And but it did give us an opportunity to kind of just hang out and kind of look at our situation to see what's next
mm-hmm.
for the On Point Talk Network, which is, you know, we've got a lot of great things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're getting ready to do a lot of stuff. We're getting ready to branch out. You know, it's going to look a little bit different, you
mm-hmm.
know, because we're not just doing the show just to just do it here.
Right.
You know, our goal is to branch out and bring the show to other cities. And, you know, now going into our seventh year, you know, we've been doing it quite a while, and it's been growing mm-hmm. actually faster than we had anticipated that it would grow, because we saw it as a journey, as a life journey with growing the program. But the program has grown actually faster than what we had anticipated, and so that changes a little bit of the landscape on, you know, how we were going to grow it in this next phase. And so we will be working on a lot of stuff. Of course, we'll be still doing some of the same things that we've been doing. We're not going to do a whole lot of changing,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we're going to be doing it in some different areas. What you're going to see is the next thing for On Point Talk is reaching out farther.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we move into this year, you know, you guys will be hearing some of the changes and some of the things that we're going to be doing.
Some of the growth.
Because we're going to be keeping you abreast of what we're doing. But we're about to go deeper. The network, the official OPT network, is about to go deep. And it's about to get even bigger.
I love it. This segment of the OPT network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit Union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for you and your family if you need a little help. The number 800 454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish and McDonald's of Central Louisiana. It's 8:15 local time, 9:15 Eastern. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Thank you to Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage are helping you, whether you're a first-time homeowner, you need to refinance, or you're just looking to reinvest. Here's the number to phone for more information. It's 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Don't forget, it's tax time. Tanja's Professional Tax Service is serving you down in Bunkie and surrounding areas in Avoyelles Parish. Putting customers first is their motto. And you can phone Tanja and her team at 318-346-4091.
I wonder, do you feel me?
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always on time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday, and if you're on your way on your morning drive, it's 8:25 local time, 9:25 Eastern. And I tell you what, you know, after we went through the whole week of just sort of solitude and getting better, we were watching lots and lots of sports shows. I mean, getting ready for the Super Bowl, D.C., and I mean, all the hype, all the excitement, all the pundits talking about, you know, the scores and who was going to win and what this meant to Peyton Manning's legacy and would he, you know, leave the game if he got this championship. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but I feel a little saddened, of course, that football season is over, the Super Bowl is over. But man, the game just was not at all what we expected, what the pundits expected. I mean, the Denver Broncos are a scoring machine. Do you see what happened?
You mean what happened to Denver?
I mean, what happened is, I mean,
powerhouse defense is what happened to them.
I mean,
it was a little bit more powerful than what everybody had anticipated. Everybody knew it was a powerhouse defense, and it was the number one defense, the number one run-stop defense, pass-stop defense, more interceptions than any other team in the league. You know, the best cover corners in the league, according to, you know, some pundits.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just too much from the opening bell. they scored the first 2 points.
They were just
way too much for what Denver, you know, they just didn't show up. And it looked like every time Denver started to get it going, you know, that defense would do something to, you know, whether it be just one of the interior linemen hitting Peyton's arm,
mm-hmm,
to cause the interception. I mean, they were just doing the little things that needed to be done to stop the Denver Broncos.
But, you know, it was, as you watch
Mother,
the game, I know it. As you watch the game, though, you never really wanted to give up on Peyton because, you know, at any moment he could just unleash.
Yeah, that after Percy Harvin ran that kick return.
Oh, I know. It
broke their backs.
I think it was
just like being down 22 at half. You know, we could do that. We could come back. But we need the momentum of the game to, mm-hmm, shift right at that point. And what they needed was to run down there, make them fumble, recover, and get a touchdown, mm-hmm, right quick. Instead, Percy took it and hurt him.
I know.
He picked up the ball. First thing I thought they did wrong was go ahead and kick the ball. They gave him the ball at about the 15-yard line,
mm-hmm,
which a guy that fast,
right,
you just can't give him no head start. And then after that, he hurt him bad.
I mean, it was literally all Seattle.
Man, Carlette, whenever a defensive player is the MVP in a game,
oh, wow,
that's just not good. That good a game. It's an excellent defensive game,
right,
don't get me wrong, because the Seattle Seahawks displayed a defensive prowess that was second to none.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, they scored on interceptions. They scored on safeties.
Mm-hmm.
They got turnovers deep in the other team's territory. They did everything that a defense could do to put their team in. The offense really didn't do anything.
They really didn't.
You know, when you look at the passes that Russell Wilson threw, the first touchdown was a short touchdown after they had gotten the fumble. The second one was a time where they just drove the ball where they really didn't need any more points,
mm-hmm,
to win. It really was a defensive showdown,
mm-hmm,
on the part of the Seattle SuperSonics. They pretty much
Seahawks.
They pretty much just shut them down defensively. And I mean, it didn't look like they were doing as much, but when you started watching the receivers go out,
mm-hmm,
it wasn't a whole lot Peyton could do because the defensive backs were sticking them like glue.
I have never seen.
They were on them like glue. It was like he didn't know who to throw it to, and then he found himself throwing to the last check down, which was a 3-yard pass.
Yeah.
Where are you going with that?
I just have never seen Peyton so uncomposed.
No, Mother, he was not uncomposed. That's not what that was.
What was it?
He got rattled by the defense. I mean, he was just as composed as he always was. There was nowhere to go.
Mm.
That's what you saw. This is the first time you saw him with nowhere to go with the ball.
Right.
And every time he tried to throw the ball, they were putting a four or five-man rush on him. And that rush was getting to him before one of his receivers could get open. And what was happening was those DBs were covering them back there man to man, and they were on them like glue. They didn't have anywhere to go.
I mean, from the start.
Now, if he would have been a running quarterback.
Right, he might have had
it. It was probably open all over the place. Mm-hmm. Really, for a quarterback that could run,
right.
He probably could have been gashing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have should have had another quarterback that they could have put in the game and start running the football with the quarterback. But, you know, when you have a quarterback like Peyton, you don't bench him.
Of course not.
No.
And from the
you go ahead and lose.
You go ahead and lose. From the start of the game, though, DC, the intensity of the Seattle Seahawks was just, it was palpable. I mean, you could feel the energy. You could feel the intensity. And what I love about the Seahawks is that they were so underrated. Many of their players got drafted way, way
deep, 6-7.
Yeah, way, you know, way
just
low.
A chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, and you know what? Of course, everything that I do and that I see, I kind of equate stories to it. And for me, the Seattle Seahawks spoke to possibility. Russell Wilson being the youngest quarterback in the league, D.C., 25 years young, to win his first Super Bowl. And one of the things that I love that he said was, last year when they got knocked out of the playoffs, he said, I went to New Orleans, and I went down on the field. I got there early as if I were preparing for my own game. He said, and I took it all in. He said, and then I just visualized. And what he did in that moment was he believed in his mind's eye that he could be in the next Super Bowl and that he could be successful at 25 years old. And he talked about his dad that had gone home to be with the Lord, and his dad always saying to him, why not you? Why not now? You know, sometimes people will impose their ideology on you. They will impose their will, if you will, on you. Many would say, DC, he's too young.
Right.
The team, you know, doesn't have enough stars. You know, everything other than what it was. And I like the mindset that Seattle brought to the game. You know, they all had something to prove, and they all did. You know, when you look at the fact that this team had a bunch of young guys on the team.
Yes, they did.
That got overlooked. And then you look at Pete Carroll, who he had to bounce back from his own adversities. You know, he had that college deal that happened. Then he got fired in 1994 when he was coaching the Jets. And so it's like the whole team needed to be validated, and they needed to say to the world, we're here. You know, we're capable. We're competitors. And I think that they did that in such a huge, huge way last night. And it was just a huge exclamation on possibility and what that can bring.
Absolutely, Carla. And they had a really good season. You know, these two teams matched up on paper perfectly. And I will say this, because of the fact that we had the opportunity to be home all last week, and we were actually watching all of the sports shows that were saying, all of the professionals were pretty much picking Seattle because they were just saying defense is how you win.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a good defense, you know, and, you know, on any given day, you know, that offense can get shut down, and they held a scoring machine to 8 points.
That's almost unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, but everybody was saying, I think Stephen A. Smith was one of the people that I listened to. He picked Denver.
Right.
But I understand his reasoning behind picking Denver. And he was saying that I just don't see Seattle's offense being able to put up 25, 30 points against Denver's defense, who is a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. But they're not like the defense that Seattle has.
Right.
So anyway, he was saying he just don't think that you can stop Peyton Manning and that slew of receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And hold them to under 20 points, which is exactly what happened. Not only did Seattle's defense hold them to other 8 points, they put a lot of points on the board. They actually was the they could have actually beat them with just the points they scored on defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's how well Seattle's defense was, how much better they were that night
mm-hmm.
than Peyton Manning's offense. And, I mean, you know, you don't get a do-over in this kind of situation.
No, you really don't.
Be some things that they would do differently. You know, I think the teams met in preseason. I don't know if they had a regular season game or not, Seattle was just ready.
Mm-hmm.
They were confident. They were confident from day one. I think they look like a team that knew that they were going to win. Every time you heard Russell Wilson speak, mm-hmm. it was almost as if he was speaking like, we're going to win the game. He just wasn't saying we're mm-hmm. going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't in a braggadocious type mm-hmm. of way. It was just in a real confident way of saying, we're ready. We're ready to play the game. We've prepared our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
We've been ready for this. We've been wanting to do this. We've been wanting this opportunity since we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed up in the game.
It did. And another thing you got to love about Russell Wilson, he's only 5'11". He's not the prototypical quarterback at all.
No.
You know, and again, there were so many sub-stories in the Super Bowl that led to the word possibility. Yeah. You know, if anybody would have said, and they did, they tried to get Russell Wilson to play baseball instead of football. They're like, you know, you're not the definition of what a prototype
quarterback is. I mean, you know, and really, you know, and I tell Deuce this all the time. You know, a lot of times when these people are talking about prototypical, they're talking about, for instance, you take somebody like Tim Tebow, who's 6'2", 6'3",
mm-hmm.
and he's more of a prototype style, but he can't get the job done. His arm he doesn't have a rocket launcher arm.
Right.
You know, and you take somebody like Russell Wilson, who's 5'11", but has a rocket launcher arm. When you really look at what they're talking about when they say you're not the prototype size,
mm-hmm.
you know how much they're talking about? This much.
And he's holding up his hands like inches.
Yeah, 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about 3 inches. In other words, if he was 6'2",
mm-hmm.
like Drew Brees is about 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not prototype, but he can throw.
But he's right.
And he's a good quarterback. But 5'11", they're saying, look, we don't believe you can play at 5'11", the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he knocked everything that everybody ever said. And, yes, they did tell him, you know, you'd be a better – you're a prototype second
mm-hmm.
baseman. You're a prototype second baseman. They offered him, you know, opportunities to play professional baseball, and he decided that he wanted to be a quarterback. And he said, "No, I'm gonna play football." And he played both in college.
Right. And in that realm, I really was rooting for Russell Wilson because I think he had such humility. Every time he takes the mic, you could tell that, you know, he really seems to love God and put God first. And he didn't let the pundits. He didn't let the naysayers keep him
right
from fulfilling his destiny. And so, like, we look for stories to teach young Deuce Christmas in these stories. What if he would have listened to those people that said, you can't make it in the National Football League?
Right.
What if he would have listened to that?
He would have lost.
He would have lost. His destiny would have been out there unfulfilled because he believed what others said about him and to him. But he had a dad. He had a man in his life that loved him and spoke into his life and told him, you can be and do whatever you believe you can be and do, and why not you?
Absolutely. Now, I'm telling you what's going to happen now, Carlette. It's going to be interesting to see how Seattle is going to keep these men that they have.
Right.
Because, you know, you take somebody like
Richard Sherman, mm-hmm.
who is playing for about $550,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because in his first contract, he believed that he got snubbed by San Francisco coach Harbaugh,
mm-hmm.
Jim Harbaugh. Because he went down in the draft to the third round, the money that he's making is not nearly the money that he would have been making as a first-round pick. But now it's about to be contract time for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, buddy, he's going to be looking for his payday. You know, I'm thinking he's probably going to probably be looking for somewhere around $60, $70 million.
You think so?
Oh, easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this next contract.
And it was sad to see that he got hurt really at the end of the game.
Sprained ankle, man, that ain't nothing. As a matter of fact, and then the season's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'll be healed in 2 weeks.
And and a lot of people are now saying that the team may be dismantled because so many people are going to
They're finna hit the payday.
Yeah.
I mean, Russell Wilson, who's probably gonna get tagged a franchise quarterback, he's going to have to get a pile of money.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that tears teams down, because now they had all these underrated players mm-hmm. who now other teams are going to be glad to pay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, probably, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if they'll even be able to win the conference next year.
Wow. You know, the Super Bowl is always an exciting game, even for those people who are not necessarily sports enthusiasts. But when you really look at all the sub-stories within the story of the Super Bowl, I don't know about you, but for us, we celebrate with those people who others thought it would never happen, others thought it could never happen. And that's why every single day we try to bring you the best information, we try to bring you the best people that say, you know what, no matter where you are in life, if you have a belief system and you begin to speak those things that are not as though they were, and you do the work, you got to do the work, that anything is possible. And every single time that we see another story that somebody said impossibility abounds, and possibility rises up out of the ashes. I don't know about you, but for me, it really gives me a new drive, a new sense of energy, a new momentum, you know, strength to say, okay, live to fight another day. You know, I'm gonna tell you, I don't really know if people really understand how, for Russell Wilson, for a lot of people, they just felt like it's just improbable. You know, just from the beginning, D.C., he was an improbability to many.
But he is a good quarterback, though. And, you know, the thing about him is he knows how to just not blow the game. You know, a lot of quarterbacks try to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they're saying about people like Michael Vick. You know, you start forcing balls,
mm-hmm.
throwing interceptions. You start running, getting yourself hit too hard. He just knows how to not go out there and get – he's not taking those hard hits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's getting out of bounds. You know, he's got just enough running ability to stretch a play until a receiver gets open. That's why they were saying a lot of third down conversions he was able to convert
mm-hmm.
because he could keep the play alive, a lot like Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the play alive just long enough to make the play. And that's how they beat San Francisco. It was 4th-and-7, and he hit a guy with
a
touchdown.
Right.
I mean, you know, those are the types of plays that make people say, he is not the prototype quarterback, but he's consistently making plays like that keeps his team in the game.
And how ironic that when he was in the 10th grade, he went to Peyton Manning's passing passing camp.
Yeah, the football, Peyton Manning's football academy. Peyton and his family, you know, they're all quarterbacks. His mm-hmm. dad, his brother, Eli, they have a quarterback camp over in Mandeville,
mm-hmm.
I think it is, across the lake from New Orleans.
And so on yesterday...
Actually, at Southeastern, I'm sorry, in Hammond.
Uh-huh. Yesterday, the student was actually greater and better than the teacher.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Don't forget about Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, an incredible team to help you. 318-346-2540. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Avoyelles Parish. The number, 318-346-6695. Also, Get Wired Communications. Jeremy Clary and his team have HD. They've got the best savings, plus all the channels. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. It's 8:43 local time, 9:43 Eastern time. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We're back after this. Yeah.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Get ready, Dollar Menu fans. McDonald's just remixed your favorite playlist.
Meet the new Dollar Menu and more.
It's got all your classic tracks and amazing new hits.
For only $2, I can enjoy the hot new Bacon McDouble Burger with thick-cut apple with smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kick it with the one and only Crispy McChicken Sandwich. Still just a single buck.
Now that's a deal I can groove to.
Plus, there's a whole lot of other tasty flavors to keep you moving. The Dollar Menu and more.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. Or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
get down? Tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in,
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it,
get down on it,
get down on it,
get down on it.
Come on in.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday, and you're on your way by now. We already know it's 8:57 local time, 9:57 Eastern time. And as we get our momentum on this Momentum Monday, you know, we were talking at the top of the show about being really happy to be back. I still sound a little bit maybe raspy, a little bit hoarse, but I am feeling so much better, and our family is better. One of the things that I talked about doing was taking some time off from reading, from working, from looking at the computer screen. I mean, literally just disconnecting. Well, when I did reconnect, DC, I read this article that we got to share with our good friend, Amos Bradley, down in Natchez, Louisiana. Amos, good morning, and thank you for being a part of the OPT Network. Well, Amos just sent in a text message, and DC said, well, Amos must be telling us, you know, he shot a big deer, and he's showing us the picture. Well, this article that I read talked about this hunter, Amos, and we wanted to share it with you and all the hunters in case you didn't read it. Well, this hunter was out hunting, and he shoots this buck. And he, you know, the buck goes down.
Big buck.
A big buck. He goes down seemingly, but he's not dead. And so the buck literally turns.
No, he jumped up.
Yeah.
No, he was looking for the buck. He shot it because he knew he had shot it, and he was looking for it in the woods out there.
Uh-huh.
And when he got a little closer to it, the buck charged him.
The buck charged him. And then he said, to make matters worse, his rifle is not on safety.
Yeah, the buck tangled him up, and every time the buck charged at him, he got his rifle tangled up in it.
In the antlers.
In the antlers. And he said that he thought he was really scared because as he was wrestling with the deer,
uh-huh,
he didn't want to get shot in the process.
Well, with his own gun.
Lo and behold, the deer ended up getting away after he stabbed him with his antler,
mm-hmm,
in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally got it loose. And when the deer took off running, when they untangled the deer, took off running, he took his gun too.
Wow. So that, I mean, this is a true story.
Amos, don't get caught up in a situation like that. He sent me the Tebow picture. He sent me a picture of Tim Tebow saying, "Thank God he wasn't starting tonight with his uniform on."
But you know, and the story with the Buck is